under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
91 FM, The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us as we face the issues. We're looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We'll be talking about a subject that I believe is vital for us as Christians, conservatives, and patriots to understand. We're asking the question, plucked right out of the Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 10, how should we then live? We're going to talk about the overview of what's happening on a global basis, national basis, and what is taking place in relationship to the morals and ethics and values under the present leadership of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. We're going to be asking you to call in, give your dialogue and discussion in relationship to that, lest I forget it, and sometimes I do. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Our decision, discussion about issues each and every day, not based on some political rhetoric or denominational dogma, but what does the word of God say? I call it the truth book. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8, 31 and 32, as he's speaking to his disciples. John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made about the truth book. Thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 117, verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord shall prevail forever. And as I have said to the students in hermeneutics classes, I teach it in the college and the university, what is forever? It is forever. It is forever. It is eternally speaking that the truth of the word of God is the truth book. And ladies and gentlemen, as we face the truth, we need to recognize today the scripture says in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe for the past several years in the United States of America, we've been in a state of mourning. We're witnessing, watching the total dismantlement of our constitutional republic and the representative form of government that we're in today. We're witnessing and watching those in the Beltway in Washington and those that are operating out of the Oval Office in D.C. We're witnessing and watching those today that's undermining, tearing down, and destroying the Christian faith. In fact, it was Tony Perkins a number of years ago, a couple of years ago, that said this administration has done more to destroy faith, family, and our freedom than the combination of all presidents in the past. So as we speak about that today, let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that we're witnessing today, God's warning to the world of what he has in store for this whole world. We're witnessing and watching the socialist Marxist media as they put on the screen and on the online news and in print. They are not conscious of the fact and the realization and the recognition that the word of God is leaping right off the pages of God's word and becoming reality in the face of all of the globe watching as these things are coming about. We're witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, the finality of the last days. And so as we talk about today, how should we then live? I'm going to have a brief monologue, and after the monologue, I'm going to introduce our very special guest today. In fact, I want you to know that we're broadcasting remotely today. We're up in the southern tip of heaven, as one of our four sons, Greg Youngblood, says. We're up here in Greenville, Tennessee. We're with Dr. Thomas Pierce. He's the senior pastor of Towering Oaks Baptist Church. And we are in the studio together And we're going to be talking with you and asking you to dial in and ask questions, join in the dialogue and discussion about what we see taking place today. As we look at the combination of events on a local, national, and global stage, we're watching, as you've heard me say before, the chessmen being put on the board. We're watching the chessmen being put in place. We're witnessing the very last days before the curtain of God raises and the church, the bride of Christ, is raptured out of this old world. Yes, I understand there's some people who want to deny, reject, and refuse to believe that the church is going to be raptured out. Some say, well, the word rapture is not found any place in the scripture. You're exactly right. Absolutely. It is the Latin term rapturus, means to snatch away, to be suddenly seized. And one day, very soon, without any further signs to be fulfilled, the church is going to be snatched out of this old world. And then the events that we see that's called in the last days and the last times, will those events shall take place. But listen, let me do a little footnote, parenthetical footnote to that statement. Some believe that the Christian will be left in the days of the tribulation. The tribulation thelupsis is talking about the pressure, the pain, the problems in the world. And it's the thumos, the hot, white hot anger of God, called the rapture, or called the wrath, that will be poured out on a Christ-rejecting, God-hating, Bible-hating, denying society. The church, the bride of Christ, does not have the wrath of God to be looking forward to at all. God's wrath for the Christian was shown, was poured out on Jesus Christ on Mount Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He is not angry with the church, with the bride of Christ. So to settle in your mind, contrary to some teaching today, the believer will not go through the rapture. But ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing and watching the signs of the times. At your leisure, look at Matthew chapter 24 and 25. Look at the scripture in Luke chapter 21 and Mark chapter 13, called the eschatological prophetic text of the future of the world. Jesus Christ, God's word, has given us infinite details about what's going to take place. And ladies and gentlemen, day by day, the secular media are giving headlines lifted right out of the word of God. Matthew 24 and 25 gives us an overview of what's going to take place. Let me just give us a quick thumbnail overview of that before we get into the essence of what we're doing and start to receive our questions and comments from you, our listening audience today. Ladies and gentlemen, according to Matthew 24, verse 5 and following, the signs that we see, that we're witnessing today, one of the first signs, false teachers, false preachers, false theology, false doctrine. Our nation is proliferating today with false doctrines, false theology, false teachers. You've heard me say before, the pop-up preachers with pop-up theology and with the pop-up doctrines. Ladies and gentlemen, we are witnessing and watching today the proliferation of that. But in Matthew 24, verse 5 and following, we find the scripture talking about the fact that we'll see wars and rumors of wars. That word rumor just simply means the rumblings of wars. I've challenged before on this broadcast, you can take a globe, spin it, close your eyes, place your finger, and any place your finger lands, you can just rest assured there's some type of restlessness or some type of struggle or war that is taking place there on that part of the globe. And we see that proliferating and growing today. And ladies and gentlemen, the scripture tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. That word perilous means dark, dangerous, difficult, devastating. And we're witnessing that every 24 hours in our nation and around the globe today. The Matthew text warns us that there will be false teachers and diseases and famines and wars and rumors of wars. But ladies and gentlemen, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, we will witness the full-fledged coming together of the war with Russia. Now, the Bible does not speak of World War I, World War II, World War III, but simply what we see as wars taking place. And ladies and gentlemen, the nation of Russia will lead a five-nation coalition against Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing and watching that coming about and that being put together today as perhaps never before. We need to understand those terms and what will take place and what God will be doing in the last days. And we're in those last days today. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Go with your question or comment. Yes, Kevin Youngblood.
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your question.
Yes. I just want to say something. Look, Tommy has, if anybody is so crazy, I know she don't want to talk. I think it's ABC or NBC. She won't have the debate.
You mean where they're planning on having the debate? ABC is the network.
Yes, sir. Because I've never seen this in American history. If you run for the office of president, you know, you debate your other opponents and see what they say about the economy and everything else.
Kenneth, I'm not a prophet or a son of a prophet, but they're supposed to have that debate on the, I believe it's the 20th of September, but I don't believe a debate will take place. Already, there's already talk about changing the rules and the regulations for the debate, and they are saying that they'll want to be able to mute President Trump's mic if he is talking, that they do not like the conversation. I believe that Kamala Harris will have, that's the 10th of September, not the 20th, Kamala Harris will have the answers or the questions already given to her by ABC, just as they did back in 2016 with, who was it?
Hillary.
It was Hillary Clinton that was given all the questions, and she had the answers prefixed and ready to go when she was in the debate with Trump. I believe if there is a debate, it will be a fixed debate. They're trying now to change the rules and the regulations. And I believe that President Trump.
The rules. Can that's I ask right. One more question, Dr. Gilbert?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, quickly. Yes. Yes,
have
go ahead.
Have you ever seen this in American history?
Well, number one, Kenneth, we've never seen it. Number two, we've never seen where a person is running for president. It's never been, never gone through a primary, never had a single vote for the candidate. And yet she is the primary leading candidate, as the socialist Marxist media tells us today. I believe that Trump can win the election, but I believe it will be a mockery if he tries to go into a debate, because it will be a fixed debate. My opinion, he doesn't need to debate, but they want to have him change the regs so that he will say no, and then they can promote the fact that Donald Trump backed out of the debate. He's afraid of Kamala Harris. That's the whole point. In fact, by the way, there's some now that's calling her Comrade Harris and not Kamala Harris. And that's exactly right. It's the cackling Kamala that is on the stage. And I believe it would be the worst case scenario for the United States of America. You've heard me say before, Kenneth, and I'll say again, if Kamala Harris is elected, we can kiss the Constitutional Republic with the representative form of government goodbye. It's gone. We will have lost the opportunity. Our Bill of Rights will be gone. Freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and the right to keep and bear arms will be eviscerated under Kamala Harris' administration if she's ever even close to being seated in the Oval Office. By the way, Kenneth, one last thing before I let you go. 56% of the Democrats have already said if President Donald J. Trump is elected, they will not certify his election and allow him to be seated. I'm fearful of where we're going in this next 70 days leading up to the election. And it's my prayer that God will divinely intervene, put Donald J. Trump back in office as the 47th president. That's the only hope that we have for cleaning the sewer in our role of government in D.C. Kenneth, keep praying. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thanks so much for your call and your comments. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. I've got seated here with me Dr. Thomas Pierce, pastor of Towering Oaks. Not Leaning Oaks, of Towering Oaks Baptist Church. Dr. Pierce, delighted to have you allow me to come into your studio and join in this dialogue and discussion. Speak to our listeners in relationship to just what comes to mind with what you see taking place. What are the powers involved? What should Christians understand? What should we realize is taking place? And then we'll talk a little further later in the broadcast today, what Christians should do. But address that briefly for our listeners to hear you and what you're doing.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I think it's very, very evident with the technology that we have today, there is not a thing lacking for all of the prophecies of the scripture to be fulfilled. They've been fulfilled. All we're waiting for now is for the Antichrist to sign the covenant and for us to move into the time of the tribulation. The mark of the beast is one of the things that people are asking about. Technology is there for the tracing of individuals.
Absolutely.
Nothing any longer is private. Mm-hmm. They can listen and watch anything, anywhere, anytime. And for people not to think that's possible, it's naivete. Having been to Israel 25 times, I can tell you, you don't walk the streets, you don't go anywhere that you are not on closed circuit camera. And if you watch, anytime there's something that happens over there, why is it they always have pictures of it immediately?
Mm-hmm.
With satellite technology, closed camera technology. And now if you go to the grocery store, you don't even have to have a card. All you do is just walk right out, because they have now the RFID and all of the technology there for all of the predictions in the Bible, even 24 hours, 365 days of the year. You can watch live what's happening at the Western Wall or anywhere in Israel. The time is here. The stage is set. The countries are gathered together. Anytime that God wants to, he can snap his fingers and we can move into those last times and those last minutes. And I believe if we have, you were talking about the election and Kamala Harris, I believe that if somehow or another the election is stolen and it goes toward Kamala, and those things happen, it just expedites the whole, moves forward much more quicker, the end time events that the Bible outlines for us.
Absolutely, brother, you're exactly right. One of the things touching on that is, first, the technology and the technological advances that allows us to be in that position. Perhaps our listeners are familiar with the fact that Ford Motor Company just got a patent in the 2026 model vehicles to include in that a sensor that will determine if you're speeding, and if so, will send notification to the local police, local sheriff's office, wherever you're traveling. And that's Big Brother watching. And ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, as we witness what is happening, I don't know about you, but it brings great excitement to me, and the realization, the recognition that God's word is leaping off the pages.
Absolutely.
And that we see the end time. And listen, some get concerned sometimes, say that what I'm speaking about, what I'm saying, is a fear tactic. No, I'm simply wanting us to be real in the recognition, the realization, and the understanding that God's word has said it, that settles it, and it's going to happen in that fashion.
Yes.
And as soon, time, the moment, these things take place. We'll talk about it in a moment, what's happening in Israel, what's happening in all of the satellite nations around them, what's happening in Russia, the Ukraine, and China, and North Korea, what is taking place with the nations around Israel, and what shall be in the very, very near future. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing and watching God's timepiece, Jerusalem. We need to keep our eye on what is happening in Jerusalem, because that is God's timepiece for what God is doing in the affairs of the world. And ladies and gentlemen, we have also with me today one of our four sons, Greg Youngblood. Greg is ministering here at Towering Oaks Baptist Church with Dr. Pierce, and I'm thankful for the fact that he is here and having the opportunity to reach this part of the nation with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Greg, you've heard me talk about these issues for less than 100 years now, and we have witnessed together as you have seen these things coming about. What are your thoughts in relationship to the priorities for a Christian in the recognition of the fact we're living in the last of the last days? What are your thoughts about that? And touch on, if you don't mind, a moment, Greg, how does the puzzle fit together with what we see happening on a global basis?
Well, you've already articulated the fact that as we watch the news, we're seeing the pages mimic, leap off the page right out of the scripture and into the news cycle. And the world, you know, there's a lot of fear that surrounds end times events, last days. That all in itself sounds dark and dreary for most of the world. Matter of fact, I've had folks say, Greg, you seem like you're getting excited about bad things. I'm going, no, I'm getting excited about the return of Jesus Christ. I love his appearing. I'm looking forward to his appearing. And the reality is, things are not falling apart. Things are falling into place. Things are coming together for the Lord's return. For us being raptured out, that tribulation, that the week of Jacob's trouble pouring out onto the world, and the Lord finally returning in that second advent there on the top of the Mount of Olives. It's going to be a beautiful day, and for those of us that are believers, we'll be returning with him in those moments. And we were talking about Israel, and Pastor Pierce has been to Israel some 20, how many times? 25 times. I get jealous.
I can't count that.
I've not been once. And I thought, you know, if we were supposed to be in Israel the end of December 1st of January, and that didn't happen. The apple cart was upset. And the only reassurances I have right now, because it may be that the opportunity never arises between now and Jesus' return, but guess what? I'll get to visit Jerusalem then. I'll get to come back with my Lord and Savior. These are all wonderful things when they're viewed through the eyes, through the lens, through a Christian perspective, through a biblical worldview. All of this goes from gloom and destruction to beautiful as the Lord returns in the very, very near future, I believe. And for the believer, the passage that just keeps coming to mind is 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Mm-hmm.
There's a contract there. There's an if-then proviso. There's a clause, you know, if my people. That's how that starts out. If my people. Who are God's people? If you claim the name of Jesus Christ, if you're a believer today, if you've surrendered to Jesus, you're called by his name. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, and seek my face. Are we doing that as believers today? Or is the Lord's church doing what we're supposed to be doing? Because the beautiful part of that verse begins with, then I will hear from heaven. God has made a promise. We need to fulfill our end of the deal, our end of the bargain. And that, I believe, would change the world, even in these last days. I don't see, as some people see, an end-time revival. I mean, you have during the tribulation those 144,000, but I don't see an end-time revival. I see the opposite, an apostasy, a turning away. Mm-hmm. And we've observed that for decades. We've seen a falling away within the body of Christ. We've seen churches just hollowed out. In the Northeast, it's rare to find a church that has any substantial attendance. And for decades, we've kicked God out of the culture. In the early 60s, with Ingalls v. Vitale and other Supreme Court cases, we've systematically removed him from the culture. And that played out for decades, and now in just the past 3 years with Wu Flu, COVID, whatever you want to call this China virus, as one man called it so often and was scolded for it, we saw an exclamation point on that falling away. We had churches cut in half, and churches began to close. The fastest rate of church closure in 400 years on this continent we saw during Wu Flu. Is that not an apostasy? Is that not a falling away? In 2 Thessalonians, you'll see, we'll first see a falling away, and then the man of sin, the son of perdition, shall be revealed. I think we're looking to that day. We may actually, as believers, see this guy and go, that sure looks like him. That sure, and boom, we're gone. We don't know exactly the moment those things play out, but it's a beautiful thing, again, when viewed through a biblical lens, a Christian lens. Otherwise, tell you what, challenging days ahead, folks.
Amen. Well, Greg, one of the things that I think is so vital for us to understand and for our listeners to recognize, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue today. We're talking about how should we then live. And Greg, you touched on that as far as the rapture is concerned and what will be taking place, and it could happen at any moment. One of the things that we need to understand and grasp today is what is taking place that are indicators of the last days. The scripture says in the Matthew 24 verses about 9, 10, or 11 in that category that we will be watching lawlessness. Iniquity shall abound. That can be translated twisted, perverted sin, or translated lawlessness. And we're witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, a total lawlessness, not just in America, but on a global basis. In fact, the lawlessness that we find today taking place is frightening on one hand, but on the other hand, we're recognizing the fulfillment of Scripture. Nicaragua, for example, I'm looking at a headline, closes 1,500 nonprofits and Christian ministries after jailing the pastors. This is dated
August the 20th, 24, the government of Nicaragua has shut down 1,500 nonprofit religious organizations, including hundreds of evangelical ministries. They're accused of failing to disclose the financial statements, but opponents say that it is part of the crackdown on the group that are allied with the government's last move for the Nicaraguan regime of the President Ortega to control his country. And ladies and gentlemen, I can go further. It's a three-page article that is frightening from the human standpoint to realize it. But we have persecution, prosecution of Christians in America today. And many people do not understand that civil government, God created the home, God created civil government, and God created the church, and in that order. So as we talk about government, some call it politics, as we talk about the home, theological doctrine, or biblical truths, we need to understand we're talking about biblical truth in general. But today, we have those in America that feel that somehow, some way, Jerry Nadler, for example, in the U.S. House of Representatives, on one occasion just a few months back, when one of the legislators was on the floor at the speaker stand talking about the bill that they were wanting to pass, wanting to vote on, and he read some scripture about how it was immoral, ungodly, and wrong for the legislators to be talking about passing that bill. Jerry Nadler screamed out, "The Word of God has no place in the halls of Congress." But ladies and gentlemen, we are not witnessing, not recognizing the fact that God created civil government for the purpose, Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7, right page, right column in my Bible, that God created civil government for the purpose of prosecuting evil and protecting good. We've seen that totally inverted in America today. In fact, as we watch lawfare taking place with the attempt to destroy Donald J. Trump to prevent his reelection, as we watch what is taking place with Kamala Harris and the illegal acts that are taking place, as we witness today, ladies and gentlemen, the push to legalize in all of America, for every state, to legalize murder by way of abortion, we're witnessing the attempt to destroy morals, ethics, and values and biblical Christianity. I'm looking at a headline that says it's mass deception. A far-left state government has partnered with the radical pro-abortion organization using tax dollars to smear pro-life centers and pressure women into getting abortions. Massachusetts is funding a mass media blitz spreading state-sponsored lies and misinformation. I laugh when they call it misinformation, because, you know, disinformation and misinformation is what we as Christians and conservatives have been doing. If the government says that under this present administration, if the government says that it's correct information and not misinformation, Greg, what do you say to that?
The misinformation, disinformation, that's what we were told the Hunter Biden laptop was, the Russian disinformation, right? And then just weeks before the Biden-Trump debate, what were we told by the White House press office? Well, you know, these Republicans are going to be producing cheap fakes to make it look like Joe Biden is mentally incompetent.
A lie by any other name is still a lie.
That's right.
Isn't that the truth?
Absolutely.
And, of course, just weeks later, all of them became very quiet. I remember Joe Scarborough going to his TV broadcast and talking about how Joe Biden was at the top of his game. He was performing better than he had ever seen him before. Do you think Joe Scarborough was telling us the truth in those days?
Well, thinking about Biden, probably so, because Biden never did it.
That's right.
Absolutely.
We live in very interesting times.
Interesting,
that is
dangerous,
for sure.
And seriously flawed times today. Ladies and gentlemen, absolutely. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Join in the dialogue discussion. We're talking about how should we then live. But ladies and gentlemen, we get to a point that I want us to recognize and embrace today, and that is to keep our eyes on Israel. I'm looking at Zechariah, the 12th chapter, and the scripture says in verse 2, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day," that's speaking of the last days, "and in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people, all that produce or come against them or burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. Right after the top of the hour news, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back. We're going to be talking about the prophetic eschatological truth about how Israel plays into the last days. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Riverside at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast.